And Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, what do you want to talk about tonight? Well, how about sin? It got your attention, right? Well, that's an easy one. I'm an expert. So, close your eyes. Think back. Your entire life. All the things that you've done. And when I say sin, I hope a smile doesn't come to your face, but what is it that comes to mind? I will confess mine. Lots and lots and lots of things that I have done. The one that jumps out is way back in eighth grade, junior high. Junior high gym class. What a horrible time. But back then, we had to shower at the end of PE. Do you guys have to shower now? They don't make you shower. You stay stinky and sweaty and dirty the whole day. There's something wrong with that. Anyway, we had to shower at the end of class. I'm sure a lot of you remember those showers, right? All those prison showers. And I'm sure you had your own techniques for getting out of the shower. Just go over to the sink, wet your hair a little bit, maybe these, then run off to the next class, right? When I got to be in high school, I had to take gym as a junior because I didn't sign up for it as a freshman or sophomore. And then they changed the rules. So I had to take it as a junior. But it was nice because I was a few years older than all those freshmen. And I would spend 10, 15 minutes in the shower back then. But in junior high, it was horrible. The end of gym class was horrible. And you just didn't do anything to draw attention to yourself. And I certainly didn't want to do anything to draw attention to myself. Because back then, I was not the suave, debonair, man about town that you see today. I was a short, fat, dumpy kid. But I remember one time, over on the other side of the lockers, kids picking on someone else. One of the nerdy kids. I was a nerdy kid. But they were picking on someone else. And you know what my thought was? Thank God they're picking on him and not me. And I remember vividly watching them snap those towels and whatever they were doing. And thinking, I should do something. I should speak up. This has to stop. This is not right. I thought that. I also thought, I better get dressed, and get out of here so that they won't see me and I won't draw any of their attention. The gospel this evening brought that scene to mind. And I have to tell you, that scene haunts me to this day. I've done probably a lot more worse things. That's the thing that jumps out at me. I was weak. I was selfish. I'm doing everything in opposition to this gospel. Whoever saves his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. It is the challenge to every disciple. What is most important? What do I hold dear and precious? Is it God? Jesus? Following the Christ? Or is it my comfort? My security? My well-being? What is it that is most important? Pray day by day by day. We will focus less on ourselves and more on God, more on the Christ, more on being disciples of the Christ.